when you really give yourself in the music, you forget yourself. Is that right for you?
Yes.
It is really so, huh? And it makes us instantly happy when we forget ourselves. Is that not quite a pointer? Is it not quite remarkable that when we forget ourselves, we are instantly happy? We have forgotten to sing. It is so innocent, and it is so fulfilling, and it is shifting yourself out of yourself. So simple and so beautiful. And most of the time in our lives, we are so encircling ourselves and occupied with ourselves and thinking and attempting to solve mind-made problems. Because then life will be better. And in the process, we forget that we have made problems by concepts. When you see this, it is so absurd. We create concepts, we believe them to be real, and we think, oh my God, problem. And now you want to solve it in the same territory. There's nothing really there. There's nothing really there. It's all imagined. And we believe our images and the images that we put together and glue with our memory to be real. And then we get impressed. And we feel suppressed or whatever, you know. And we all believe it to be real. And we duck. And we feel tense, sad, worried, frustrated, angry. And then we believe these feelings to be real. We believe to be ruled by thought forms and by feelings. We even believe that the word that we call I is very real and is the pivot of our lives. It seems so, because this is the place where we experience. But this I sense itself is mind-made. This you need to see. When you see this, your life is a celebration. It's dignified and is a life of love and gratitude. And service. It's really very simple. But you need to be vigilant and catch the moment that you fool yourself. Catch the moment that you assign reality to your mind-made processes. So you live a mental life. Some people more mental, some people more in feelings, but it's the same thing in my dictionary. And the freedom and the fulfillment and the love that is your very home, you overlook. And my suggestion is to open your eyes and your heart and see who you really are and set yourself free from erroneous views and from illusion and from ignoring who you really are and have always been. There's so much suffering in this world. There's so much suppression. There's so much sadness. There's so much anger. At least you guys who have heard this at least once, remember in your own heart that you are luminosity. And live up to this very insight and realization. At least you guys, wake up. and be a light into the world. And to yourself, of course, and your family and your children and your friends. And you know, all of your life that has been made up of pain and pleasure and love and sadness and all of these experiences, you know, that you've gone through has brought you here. Isn't that amazing? All of your life from your birth on and all these experiences has made you come here tonight. Isn't that amazing? You could have been in a million places this evening, but you've chosen to be here. So now you've heard this, that your real home is luminosity, is free from any burden and any suffering. You've heard it. Your heart has heard it. There are very few people on this whole planet who have heard this, who have had the opportunity to hear this at least once. You have heard it, and many of you have heard it many times. You are love. You are complete. Nothing is lacking. And now it is up to you. Will you steer your life in the direction of coming to full realization? Or will you forget and continue to sometimes be negative and complain and be judgmental? It's up to you. And you know, the beauty is every moment you can choose. Every moment. Every moment. What do I want in my life? Where do I want to go in my life? What am I honoring in this life? What is my mission? Am I living my mission? Am I going in the direction that my heart is telling me, that my heart is showing me? Am I going this way? Are my friends warming me? Do I have joy and love in my friendships? Or do I always feel depleted? What am I doing with my life? What about my friendships? What about my work? Is my work feeding me? Can I give myself in my work? In my family? In my relation? My friends? What am I doing? What do I really want? And am I honoring what I really, really, really want? And every moment you can choose. That's up to you. This moment, I can decide to complain or I can decide to listen deep inside of me to this wisdom heart. That is everywhere, every one of you. You have your wisdom heart made of totality and made of love and made of freedom. Where do you want to go? Every moment, it's yours. Yours to choose. What will I honor? And this is unconditional. You don't need to be intelligent, educated, smart, rich, young, healthy, nothing. It's unconditional. Every moment, even on the moment that you die, you can choose. Will I die in love or in anger? It's up to you. Whatever you like. But love is demanding, but it is beautifying, and it is freeing, and it is, it's light, light of heart. So we have easy moments in our life, and we have very difficult moments in our lives. We all know that. Easy moments, enjoy and find gratitude. Thank you. This is really wonderful. Whoa. Celebrate. Difficult moments. Thank you. This is really tough. I need to dig deeper in myself. This is grace also, difficult moments. To find, you know, the warrior in yourself that will not give up, that is willing to go deeper. I insist on love. This moment is so tough. I insist on love. I insist to realize that I'm made of light. I can also complain and be negative and be judgmental. It's up to you. Where do you want to go? Do you insist on love? On light and freedom? Every moment it's up to you. What will you do? Where will you go with your attention? And I think this is so beautiful. You know, because really it is unconditional. Nobody has a better chance than you. Everybody's same. Same, 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 same. So we are all same. I'm not different from you. I'm just without doubt. I have the same challenges in my life as you have. All of us have this capacity. How do I respond? And the other day I had a conversation with somebody, very sweet person, very wise person, and this person got overwhelmed by the suffering in the world. My God, what a world sometimes. When we see the news, then I also have sometimes, oof. But now what? There's this moment, you know, that you feel overwhelmed by the suffering of the world, or the suffering in yourself, or the suffering in your family. A moment that you're overwhelmed. Now what? Allow this pressure to bring you to the light. Use the pressure for your advantage. Use every moment to your advantage. Every moment. Every moment is grace. Can you see it? And when the pressure is high, insist on the light, insist on the love, insist on the compassion, insist. These are the moments that life is testing us, you know. What do I want? Where do I want to go? The light is always at your disposal. You are light. How can it be away from you? Allow to be overwhelmed by the light that you are, by the luminosity that you are. So, you know, when you acknowledge this, then every moment of your life is your opportunity. And that can give you great courage to really be with challenging situations, to no longer need to negate them or to repress them or resist them or deny them, but to just experience it. And then, you know, life becomes an opportunity to experience, and you do not need to protect particular ideas or feelings. And you don't need to shun particular ideas or feelings. You just allow. You be fully present every single moment and willing to experience. And so all of life comes and all of life goes. And this luminosity is free of time and duration. This is your very home. Come to this realization. Don't believe it from me. You need to acknowledge this wholeheartedly in your very self. So all of this is free of any belief system, any philosophy, any Eastern, Western ideas, you know. This is neutral. natural, universal. And all I can do is show you the way and encourage you and empower you and love you.